So I think that you guys have done an awful lot of listening today. So now it's a chance for you to talk about the issues and for us to listen to you. We're really keen to get your views on the scope of the refresh of the See Here strategy. Now, the themes that we're going to be asking about today have been drawn from our very early deep dive interviews with See Here leads and from the cross-party group on visual impairment that you've heard about before. We're in the very early stages of engaging with people, and we are engaging with people with lived and living experience, obviously, and we're also keen to talk to expert stakeholders across health and social care. So this was an amazing opportunity for us to get so many people in the one room to talk about the See Here strategy. So thanks so much for the opportunity. So we're keen to hear your views on the following themes, but they are not exclusive. So if you think of other things, you need to tell us about those too. We're keen for hearing a bit more about children with sensory loss and their families. One of the things that was said to us when we did the deep dive interviews was that See Here does talk about children and it's supposed to be a whole life strategy, but it's a bit light on the detail about children and families. So we'd be really keen to hear your views on that. We'd like to hear what you think should be included about specialist health and social care services for people with visual impairment. We're also interested in the equalities angle. You heard Anna Kinniston talking about how important the equalities and rights angle is for the National Care Service. We're interested in both mainstreaming equalities and also tackling inequalities. And examples of that would be what's needed to make services universally accessible to people with vision impairment. That's the mainstreaming angle, but also tackling inequalities, such as what do we need to do to tackle the inequalities in eye health for people who belong to minority ethnic communities? And for example, something that Ken said just a second ago, the inequalities in access for people with vision impairment to leisure opportunities and physical activity opportunities. So we're really interested in your views on that. We are also interested in your thoughts on living a good life with sensory loss, living a good life with vision impairment, and that encompasses things like employability, transport, technology, leisure, culture, one of my favourites. So I think we'd be really keen to hear your views about that. And somebody mentioned, yes, it was Mary mentioned, that language is a thorny issue. Now, you're at liberty to talk about language during the workshop, but we really don't want you to spend the whole time on it because we know that it is a very complicated issue. So we've suggested maybe just 10 minutes talking about language and putting that in your notes. We know it's important, but we also want to gather all the other expertise in the room and views on other things in the room. And clearly, there may be gaps. So we want to know what you think the gaps are. So please record those as well. So it's just fantastic to have such varied experience in the room. We're really looking forward to seeing your perspectives. And I'll pass over to Lee now for more specific instructions on how the workshop's going to run.
Hi, folks. In the interest of time, we've changed it slightly. We want to give you as much time to discuss and give us your feedback. I know usually at the end of these things, we say, oh, one person for each table, stand up and tell us what you said. We're going to cut that out. However, the conference organisers are kindly going to collate all the feedback and that will be shared after the conference. So although you won't hear your table shouting out today, you will get that shortly. Again, we've got a real mix of interest, experience in the room. So some of the things we're asking you, some of the themes, sorry, that we're asking you to look at are maybe going to be of more interest to you than others. So just focus on a couple of themes per table, what you're interested in, what you can comment on. And if you're sitting at a table where you maybe don't have very many people, if you're able to join a table, join up with another table that doesn't have so many. That way we're just generating a bit more rich discussion, if that's okay. Now, we'll keep you right with timings. Susan and I are going to come round each table between us, as well as Gillian and James, just to help sort of steer a bit of discussion, find out what you're saying from our point of view, because we're a bit nosy. We don't want to wait for that feedback to come out. We kind of want to hear what people are saying now. So that's it. Susan, have I missed anything?
No.
Grand. Okay, folks, so yeah, you've got a table scribe at each table that's going to take notes. So if you want to have a look at the themes and start having a chat, and we will see you soon.